Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On May 26, 1895, in Hoboken, New Jersey, the photographer Dorothea Lang is born. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. When he accepted the Democratic nomination for president in Chicago in 1932, Franklin Roosevelt used a phrase that has long endured. Throughout the nation, men and women forgotten in the political philosophy of the government look to us here for guidance and for more equitable opportunity to share in the distribution of national wealth. I pledge myself to a new deal for the American people. This is more than a political campaign. It is a call to arms. Among those arms was support for the arts, for writers, painters, and photographers. In this last category fell a woman who was born on this date in 1895, Dorothea Lang, who captured iconic images of the Great Depression. Lang was part of the Farm Security Administration's Resettlement Administration. The government understood something fundamental in those days, that there would be more public support for its work if people could see and understand the human benefits of often abstract programs, which is where Lang, born in Hoboken, came in, along with many others. On a March day in 1936, Lang found herself at a pea picker's camp in Northern California. She came across a mother with several children and shot several images, one of which would enter the American canon. The documentarian Jeffrey Dunn observed, "No other image in the American archive resonates with the emotional urgency and tragic poignancy of the photograph that would come to be known as Migrant Mother, the sixth exposure taken by Lang during that fateful encounter. Indeed, Lang's somber portrait has achieved near mythical status, symbolizing, if not defining, an entire era in our nation's history." The era was supposed to be the Dust Bowl, but in after years, a more complicated story emerged. The migrant mother was Florence Owens Thompson, a Cherokee, who felt caricatured by the image and resented it. In her own recollections of the day, Lang was imprecise about the details of Thompson's situation, which further aggravated the family. Taken all in all, Lang was a pioneering documentary photographer, and her work illustrates the power of images to convey great human truths. She suffered from polio as a child and had a limp all her life. Perhaps this deepened her own capacity for empathy. Her photograph, White Angel Breadline, of a Depression breadline in San Francisco, is, like the migrant mother, an iconic image of a time of economic cataclysm and human suffering. In a review of a 2021 exhibition of her work in Oakland, Matthew Byrne of the Bay City News Foundation powerfully wrote of Lang's legacy. He said this, "It's tempting to explain her affinity with the down and out as simply a result of her own experiences as a disabled woman, thereby reducing her artistic genius to stale biography. But it's more than that. Her ambition drove her to take advantage of every opportunity she could find and every apprenticeship she could sweet-talk herself into. It was years of this dogged pursuit of practical experience and informal training picked up from hobby photographers and professionals alike that allowed her to succeed in San Francisco, where she moved at the age of 24. Soon after her arrival, she opened her own studio and her talent gained her popular acclaim within city limits. Her work in portraiture, mostly of wealthy clientele, secured her middle-class prosperity." He went on, "History situates Lang in the tradition of documentary photographers like Louis Wicks Hine and Jacob Riis. But what's most remarkable about Lang's images is the brand of unconditional sympathy, rare these days, they engender in the viewer." And unconditional sympathy is something in vanishingly short supply in the 21st century. Perhaps engaging with Lang's work will help correct that deficit. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.